Well, good afternoon, everyone. See, we have a full house today. We'd like to welcome everybody and the committee to military veterans affairs, space, and domestic security will now come to order. And Lois, will you please call the roll?
Chair Wright.
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres.
Yes.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. We're going to ask our friendly Senator Baxley to please present the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll all stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remember to silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form handed to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. All right, committee members, we're going to take up tab 1, SB 1262, on qualifications of the Director of Division of Emergency Management by Senator Collins. Senator Collins, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. SB 1262, Florida is vulnerable to frequent emergencies caused by weather, disease, or human activity. What this bill does is focus on creating a set criteria for county-level emergency managers. Given the wide variation in capabilities, we think it's important that we make sure there is a standard across the board. And of note, we will be working with the counties to address some of their concerns throughout this process. That is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Collins. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there any amendments? Looks like there is one amendment. It's barcode 147140. Let's take up that barcode by Senator Collins. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Chair. 147140, this amendment allows the language to be closer to the House bill version and establishes a uniform minimum education experience and training criteria and ensures the date is June 30th, 2026 for implementation. That is the amendment.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the amendment? Yes, Senator Pizzo.
Thank you. I think statute now requires you that once you're become a resident or move to Florida, you have to get a driver's license within 10 days.
Good question, Senator Collins. Do you have any answer for that?
I believe that may be the case, and we'll confirm that and work through this. Thank you, Senator Pizzo, as always.
Thank you. Any other questions, sir? Senator Pizzo? Nothing? Okay. Anyone else? Are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Okay. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Collins, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close.
Thank you very much. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended, are there any questions on the bill now as amended? No. Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? No. Thank you, Lois. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Okay, Senator Collins, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
And I'll wave close.
Thank you very much. Lois, please call the roll for CS for SB 1262.
Senator Baxley.
Yes.
Senator Collins.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo.
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres.
Yes.
Chair Wright.
Yes, and by your vote, CS for SB 1262 is reported favorably. Okay, committee members, senators, we are going to jump to tab 3, SB 1666 on veterans. By Senator Collins. Senator Collins, you're recognized to explain this bill.
Thank you, Chair. SB 1666, this bill is meant to create positive changes in the Florida veteran and interactions within the state of Florida. Specifically, it expands employment outreach, marketing, and support for the Florida Is for Veterans program. It clarifies the focus of veterans' employment and training services. It allows an educational stipend for veterans attending the University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences program, authorizes FIFE to assist statewide agencies in recruiting veterans and spouses, waives filing fees from the Department of State for certain business filings on a one-time set, waives hunting and fishing license fees for honorably discharged veterans with a service-related disability at or above 50%, and creates a division within the existing advisory council on brain and spinal cord injuries to include two veterans who have been diagnosed with TBI, chronic issues, or subconcussive impacts due to military service. That is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Collins. Are there any questions on this bill? Seeing none, is there any amendments? Yes, there is one amendment. All right. Take up Amendment Barcode 371270 by Senator Collins. Senator Collins, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Chair. Amendment 371270 corrects statutes regarding veteran service member spouse, target industry business, and target marketing regarding the Veteran Employment and Training Services Program. It adjusts the state definition for veteran because there were three, all with different various aspects of meaning, so we clarified that. It also clarified service member, spouse, and other clerical cleanups. That is the amendment.
Very good. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms, Lois? Is there any debate on the amendment?
Just briefly.
Yes, Senator Pizzo.
Thanks. This is 371270.
Yes.
Any reason why we're requiring a sunset date every 5 years on no-cost hunting, fishing, and saltwater fishing licenses?
Senator Collins?
Should we just make it – here's my question, if I may. Should we just make it that it's presumptively permanent unless a happy problem presents itself, which is that the underlying disability is no longer a disability?
Chair?
Collins?
Yeah, so we started off there, and we came back to this just from a fiscal approach. It leaves it more projectable moving forward. That was a happy medium for the time being.
Okay. Anything else? No? All right, Senator Collins, any other debate or questions? Our debate on the amendment, we're good. So, Senator Collins, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Thank you very much. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Are there questions now on the bill as amended? Okay. Are there any appearance forms? The answer is yes. All right. We have Bill Himlich, who is from the VFW American Legion.
We waive in support of the senator's very good bill.
Thank you very much, sir. Eric King from the VFW.
We waive in support.
Thank you very much, Eric. And that is all the appearance forms we have. It's those two. Okay. Is there any debate now on the bill as amended? All righty. Senator Collins, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you, Chair. So just for a quick couple comments here, if you look at our economy and you look at our state, we are by far the most military-friendly state in the Union, but we continue to do more. Why is that? We believe in our veterans, what they bring to the table, how much they can have an impact in our economy now and into the future. Right now, 200,000 people get out of the DOD in some way, shape, or form per year. We want them here in the state of Florida. What this does is sets an approach to help draw people into the state of Florida and help fill some of those key gaps in our economy with experienced members of the DOD who bring skills, capability, and a moral compass to boot. So with those in mind, I would ask you to support this very good bill.
Thank you, Senator Collins. Lois, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 1666?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1666 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Collins. All right. Well, I think we're ready for you, Anna Maria. We're going to take up tab 4, Senate Bill 1720, on marine encroachment and military operations by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Tom.
It's actually Tommy.
Touche.
Let's go for that.
Oh, my. Senate Bill 1720, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chair, and members of this committee.
Yep.
This bill addresses concerns brought forth by the commander of the U.S. Army Special Forces Underwater Operations School in Key West, which is in my Senate district. Encroachment by civilian watercraft mooring and boat traffic on their Special Forces Underwater Operations training area in Fleming Bay, also known as the Patton Water Drop Zone, increases safety risks to U.S. Army personnel conducting training for our national defense. This training area is, and its associated diving, swimming, and airborne operations training is essential to our nation's readiness and defense. This bill adds the Fleming Bay Patton Water Drop Zone training range used by the Army Special Forces Underwater Operations School to the list of major military installations that, due to their mission and activities, have a greater potential for experiencing compatibility and coordination issues with local government planning than others. It limits any expansion of the mooring fields into or around the range area without prior consultation and comment opportunity by the installation military commander, and it ensures increased communication between local government entities and the range to prevent incompatible encroachment and compatibility and coordination issues as a result of any local government planning. So many run-on sentences, and that is my bill.
That is your bill. All right. Do we have any questions on the bill? No questions. Are there any appearance forms on this bill? No appearance forms. Is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lois, please call the roll on SB 1720.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 1720 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll never live that down.
Not today.
Well, okay, I'll be careful. Senator Torres, we are coming to you. Tab 2, SB 1452 on compensation for advising and assisting in veterans benefits by Senator Torres. Senator Torres, you're recognized to explain this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill seeks to protect veterans needing assistance with filing for claims benefits from being taken advantage of by fraudulent groups or individuals. And there is an amendment, sir.
Oh, very good. There is an amendment. You're correct. And let's take up barcode 863742 by Senator Torres. Sir, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Clarify 863742 clarifies that the bill does not affect government agencies and subdivisions and specifics. The definitions apply to public corporations and for profit commercial entities. This language was developed at the request of impact stakeholders, and I ask for the committee's favorable support for this amendment.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none. Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? Seeing none, is there any debate on the amendment? Yes, Senator Baxley.
Thank you, Senator Torres. I very much thank you for this amendment because I had a concern that somehow inadvertently it may be difficult for somebody to benefit from advice they may get from a knowledgeable person. And I think this helps target it much better. And I appreciate your willingness to make sure they can talk to people about their claims without fear that they're in a precarious position and not being able to benefit from it, although I know you are trying to protect them from abuse. Exactly. So I very much appreciate this amendment appearing. I haven't talked to anybody about this, and I'm sorry to be so late even bringing it up. Usually I have a chance to discuss with somebody if I have a question. But you've already fixed it with this amendment, and it's my pleasure to support this amendment and the bill.
Thank you, Senator Baxley. Okay, Senator Torres, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
I just want to, the input that I had from organizations on this was helpful in getting it zeroed in and what we're trying to do to help veterans. As a veteran myself, I see the problem out there constantly, and we got to make sure that our veterans here, the 1.4 million, are looked out for and taken care of in case they have any issues or any problems. So waive close on the amendment, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Yay. Opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. All right. Back on the bill as amended. Now, are there any questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms? Yes, there are. Karen. Let's see. Morello? Karen Morello? Wave and support. Do you know this? Is this relative? Lexi Cook? Waving in support. Thank you, Lexi. Bill Hemlich?
VFW American Legion, wave and support.
Thank you, sir. And Eric King from the VFW. Would you like to speak? Thank you, sir. You are recognized when you're ready, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Eric King, and I'm the Director of the Legislative Committee of the Veterans of Foreign Wars at the Department of Florida. The VFW unanimously endorses SB 1452, and we thank Senator Torres for bringing it forward. A significant number of our 60,000 VFW members here in Florida seek help in filing claims with the VA, so we're very aware of the processes and, indeed, some of the shortcomings and delays. What we're also very aware of is the number of unaccredited predatory crime sharks who excessively overbill thousands of dollars for their services. Many states have now begun to ban them. In fact, a bipartisan coalition of 44 states attorneys general, including Florida, agree with the VFW. These unaccredited predatory groups aggressively advertise online and often make promises to increase disability ratings. Some charge thousands of dollars for fees in their services. Some have even requested VA login credentials to track when veterans receive future rating increases and then return seeking more money. Sadly, there are many more companies out there, and they can be found all over the social media seeking veterans and surviving military spouses who then unknowingly enter into agreements that result in a significant reduction of their benefit due to the excess fees. But there are also many professionals accredited by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to help veterans, and they do not bill for their services. There are VA-accredited employees working for veterans organizations like the VFW and the DAV and others, which have been doing benefit claims free of charge for many decades. There are also VA-accredited attorneys that do great work, and they charge in accordance with 38 CFR 14636. Other lawyers handle lawsuits for issues like contaminated water at Camp Lejeune, and they operate within federal guidelines. The VFW simply asks for oversight. We ask that those who assist veterans with their benefit claims become accredited and that they enter into an agreement with veterans, and it is within the total full knowledge and understanding of the true and total costs. The VFW therefore asks that you unanimously support SB 1452 so that we can protect veterans and their loved ones. Again, I thank Senator Torres and the supporters championing this important legislation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for continuing to serve. Yes, sir. Okay, are there any, no other forms, so is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Torres, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I ask the committee to really support this bill as amended. As a veteran, who, as a Marine, who faced issues from Camp Lejeune, and if it wasn't for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs here, the examiner who helped me, who's still helping me, in getting more information. Let's put it this way. Veterans don't know until they get the help that really clarifies where they were, what they were exposed to, and conditions that later on in years comes to fruition. And my bill wants to help those veterans to clarify it. We're not going to get rich, folks, but we need to take care of the families of those veterans as well. So I ask for your favorable support on this bill. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Senator Torres. Lois, will you please call the roll on CS for SB 1452?
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1452 is reported favorably. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move and pass the chair to Vice Chair Torres. And you have the helm, sir.
Look out now. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're taking up tab 5, Senate Bill 1732 on Veterans Assistance by Senator Wright. Senator Wright, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1732 enhances and expands the current role of the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs, known as FDVA, in conducting outreach of services and benefits for veterans and their families or survivors. Subject to a $500,000 annual appropriation, the FDVA must expand its internet-based, mobile application, print, social media, and in-person outreach programs for the purpose of connecting veterans and their families or survivors with earned services, benefits, and support beyond existing efforts. Using appropriated funds, the department must host at least two public events each year to disseminate information to in-person and virtual attendees regarding benefits and services available to veterans, including but not limited to educational, medical, insurance, and disability benefits. The government must then submit the department must submit an annual report to the governor, the president of the Senate, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, which includes the number of public events by department, which also includes the number of attendees at each such event, and also information deemed necessary by the department. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions on the bill?
Yeah, I have one question.
You're recognized, sir.
Mr. Chair, Lois thinks that if she did the roll call using our first names that she'd be fired. And I think today she'd get away with it.
I should be fired?
No, that she would be fired. She's afraid that if she says on the vote, Dennis, Vic, Tommy, and Jason, that she would be fired.
We like it.
I think we should do it today.
It's a warm and fuzzy feeling.
No fear here.
We're all happy here.
Okay. Good, good, good.
No questions.
Are there any appearance forms on this bill?
No, sir.
None? Senator Wright, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I will close on my bill with a wave.
Lois, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1732.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Collins? Senator Pizzo? Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Wright?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. By your vote, Senate Bill 732 is reported favorably. Chair, I'm returning the work back to you. Thank you.
You did a good job. Thank you, sir. Did we miss anybody earlier? Do we have any senators wishing to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? I think we got them all. Yep. Okay. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Torres moves that we adjourn. Seeing no objection, we are adjourned.